So how did he overcome? Machumara. How did he overcome death? He overcame death by overcoming birth. For where there is birth, there will inevitably be death. And he overcame birth by overcoming the unskillful mental states that lead to birth, that is to say, to rebirth. In other words, the Buddha overcame death by attaining what in Pali is called the Amitabhada, the deathless state, the state which is free from death, free from birth, that is to say, Nirvana. He overcame death by attaining enlightenment above and beyond conditioned existence. It's not that after attaining enlightenment, the Buddha could not be reborn in the human world if he wanted to. But he would not be reborn there out of compulsion, as a result of previous karma that he had committed. He would be reborn, if he was reborn at all, out of compassion, in order to continue to help ordinary, unenlightened human beings. Then, how did the Buddha overcome Kandhamara? How did he overcome conditioned existence? He overcame conditioned existence by overcoming the kilesas, which lead one into conditioned existence. And of course, he overcame the kilesas, the defilements, at the time that he attained enlightenment. In a sense, the two things were synonymous. However, according to tradition, the Buddha did not finally overcome the khandhas until his parinirvana, 45 years later. At the time of his parinirvana, he severed all connection with the physical body, severed all connection with the khandhas. And the parinirvana is therefore also known as khandha nibbana, or anupadisesa nibbana, that is to say, nirvana without remainder, in the form of the physical body.